Welcome to the AADE7 Self-Care Behaviors podcast series. This podcast on monitoring is produced by the American Association of Diabetes Educators based on materials originally developed through an educational grant from Eli Lilly and Company. Checking your blood sugar levels regularly gives you vital information about your diabetes control. Monitoring helps you know when your blood sugar levels are on target. It helps you make food and activity adjustments so that your body can perform at its best. It takes time and experience to figure out how your daily activities and actions affect your blood sugar. Your diabetes educator can help you learn how to use a blood sugar meter, also known as a blood glucose meter, when to check your blood sugar and what the numbers mean, what to do when your numbers are out of your target range, and how to record your blood sugar results. Checking your blood sugar is an important part of diabetes self-care, but monitoring your overall health includes a lot of other things too, especially when you have diabetes. You and your healthcare team will also need to monitor your long-term blood sugar control by using two tests, the A1C and EAG. Your cardiovascular health, which includes monitoring your blood pressure, weight, and cholesterol levels. Your kidney health, through urine and blood testing. Your eye health, by getting dilated eye exams. And your foot health, by getting regular foot exams and sensory testing. Did you know that the American Diabetes Association recommends an A1C target below 7%, which is an EAG of 154 milligrams per deciliter? And the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists recommends less than 6.5%, meaning an EAG of 140 milligrams per deciliter. If you want to see how your body responds to your meal, wait 1 to 2 hours after eating to check your blood sugar levels. This is because your blood sugar rises in response to what you've eaten, and it takes about 2 hours for the numbers to reflect the full rise. So when it comes to blood monitoring, here are some words you should know. A meter is a small device that is used to check blood sugar levels. A lancet is a small needle used to get a blood sample. An A1C is a test that measures your average blood sugar levels during the past 2 to 3 months. And lastly, the estimated average glucose, or EAG, is the number of the A1C test changed into milligrams per deciliter, like the blood sugar levels shown on your glucose meter. Now, here are some quick tips to help you monitor your diabetes. Number 1. Wash your hands with soap and water and dry them thoroughly before checking your blood sugar. Substances on your skin, like dirt, food, or lotion, can cause inaccurate results. Number 2. When traveling, keep your supplies with you. Also remember to advise security personnel that you are carrying diabetes supplies. Number 3. If you have trouble affording the test strips, call the toll-free number on the back of your meter to see if coupons are available, or ask your diabetes educator about other resources. Remember, the way you feel does not always reflect what your blood sugar is doing. The only way you know is to check your numbers. You should check your blood sugar levels as directed to share with your doctor or diabetes educator. Follow a schedule, keep a record of your daily levels, and use the numbers to make decisions about your diabetes care. And check your blood sugar levels if you think you're getting sick. When you check your blood sugar levels, keep a record, bring it to every health appointment, and try to identify patterns when your blood sugar goes up or down. If your numbers aren't at goal, don't get down. This is useful information that can help your healthcare provider match your treatment to your needs. If you develop a regular schedule and follow it closely, you'll learn how your blood sugar levels affect how you feel. You'll start to recognize unhealthy blood sugar trends before they get out of control. One of the things that will help your healthcare provider is to create a chart of what your typical day is like in terms of eating, activity, and diabetes medication. To do this, create a grid of 4 columns, one for time, one for activity, one for eating, and one for medication. Break the time column into one-hour segments, starting with 6 a.m. and ending with 10 p.m. Then, simply record your activity, eating, and medications hourly. This information can help your healthcare provider customize a plan that's right for you. We hope this inspires you to talk further with your diabetes educator or other healthcare provider about monitoring your diabetes. To learn more and find a diabetes educator near you, please visit AADE online at www.diabeteseducator.org.